Hello and welcome to day 4 of your 7-day meditation challenge. Congratulations for making it to day 4. I think that is fantastic. Today we're going to sit together for 15 minutes. I will guide you all the way, but maybe I'll offer a little bit less guidance since by now you may be getting a little accustomed to the technique. But anyway, here we go. So please begin your practice by saying to yourself silently or out loud, it is completely up to you, now is my time for meditation. Everything else can wait. So commit yourself at the outset. Now is the time for my practice. And that is what I'm going to devote myself to. That's a wonderful way to start the practice. So establish your posture by sitting up straight, but with a sense of ease, and even you could say regalness. There's a sense of taking your seat on your meditation cushion like a king and or a queen would take his and or her throne right in the middle of his or her kingdom. So whether you live in glorified or meager circumstances today, this is your kingdom, and we take our seats as rulers, you could say. So there's a sense of rightness and belonging and dominion. So let that sense of dominion and royalty fill your body. And one contacts this most directly by simply sitting up straight. Sitting up straight itself is a kind of gesture of fearlessness. I'm not hiding. I'm right here. Feel a sense of rootedness in your lower half and a sense of aspiration in your upper half. And this sense of groundedness and openness and inspiration make a fantastic combination for anything you may want to do once you rise from the cushion. Some of us tend more towards being rooted and grounded and less and a little afraid to open out. Others of us tend to be more magnetized by possibility and vision and choices and find it difficult to be grounded. So most of us find it difficult to do either, different times in our life, but we can connect the sense of simultaneous, grounded and open in our own bodies as we start our practice. The hands rest palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh. The belly is soft. The chin is tucked a little bit. The mouth is closed. And the reason for this is because you don't have to talk. And it is so delightful to not have to talk. Nothing is asked of you right now. So let all the muscles of speech relax, the mouth, the tongue, the jaw, the throat. Let it all just fall silent. And let this feeling of silence radiate throughout your body. Breath comes in and out through the nose naturally. You were doing that anyway before I instructed you to. and the eyes remain open and cast down to whatever spot is comfortable given the proximity of your screen. And just let the eyes be soft. Imagine that what you're gazing at is coming toward you to be seen. So you can just sit back and let it come to you. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel the gentle rocking motion of your own breath. And let your attention ride the breath like you would ride a wave in the ocean. So your attention comes in as the breath rolls up the shore, as it were. And then your attention is absorbed back out as it is carried by a wave, the wave of your breath, as if it were being carried back out into the ocean. Again, you come in and you dissolve out. Let the breath guide you. Let it carry you in and out and in again. Rest on the breath. You can count on it. Thoughts continue to happen, of course, but imagine that they are like bubbles breaking on the surface of the ocean. Some are little teeny, some are bigger and sort of upset the waveform a little bit, but they all just sort of pop, pop, pop. But you are riding this magnificent wave. And if you notice that you jump off and sort of become absorbed in thought, become mesmerized by some of the bubbles, it's completely no problem. Because you can always just come back to this. The gentleness of your own breath. Coming in and flowing out. Remember to stay with your breath. And remember that somehow we are practicing together. So you're not alone. So just stay with it. Stay with yourself. Stay with your breath. And I will too. to bring your practice to a close, just stop meditating. Just let the technique go. And excellent job. I'm very proud of you. I hope you don't mind me saying. So thank you, and I will see you tomorrow. Cat noises. Hello.